The Civil War has begun. This is not a war recognized by European leaders. In fact, they deny it exists, but the evidence is now overwhelming. Europeans want to take their countries back from foreign invaders who are often criminals. After reports circulated that Muslim gangs had taken over Stockholm Central Station, 200 Swedish patriots wearing masks descended on the area using force to remove Muslim terrorists. They have decided that men of good faith should fight to take their country back. The police have been instructed to remain silent in the face of evil, handcuffed by politically correct local and national leaders. The silence is deafening. As one of the vigilantes put it, enough is enough. Each day, Swedes awaken to reports of murder, robberies, and abuse. Sweden is now known as the rape capital of the world. The country has been forced to endure countless crimes in which perpetrators escape punishment through a fear of being labeled Islamophobic or assailants who claim to be underage with no papers to demonstrate otherwise. There's even the charge that in Mölndal, the national chief of police chooses to show greater sympathy for the criminals than the victims. There is an ingrained spinelessness that has affected politicians and the judiciary system and a media that is complicit. When the streets are not safe, it is understandable that a portion of the population will react. Sweden is not alone. Germans of Russian descent attacked Muslims over the alleged rape of a 13-year-old girl, which turned out to be a fabricated story. Using baseball bats, they battered Muslim gangs who were thought to be involved in this crime. The Russian foreign minister seemingly gave his approval to the vigilantes, but the German police services continued to keep its head in the sand, pretending that those incidents hadn't occurred. 2 years ago, the British Daily Mail reported hundreds of white girls used as prostitutes, rape victims, and sex slaves by Muslim men, who government authorities referred to as Asians. What has not been reported is the blowback from homegrown British men taking the law into their own hands. A culture of silence and acquiescence may have allowed the criminality, but a large part of the public is in active rebellion, a rebellion across the continent. Needless to say, the compassion sympathizers are enthralled to the desperation of refugees leaving the squander in the Middle East. What they do not understand is that these refugees are educated in a doctrine that demeans women and is in active opposition to Western dictates. Politicians such as Angela Merkel of Germany assume refugees can be assimilated, but many in our country are dubious about that claim. They live and breathe a new Germany, one in which assault is a daily occurrence. The opposition is on the move, not merely the opposition of parliamentarians. This is the opposition of men on the street, eager to protect their women. My belief is conditions will worsen until that moment when judges and politicians accept the reality that assimilation is not working, and either refugees learn to accept the laws and customs of the nations that have welcomed them, or they are obliged to leave. That may be the salutary resolution to the civil war now raging on the continent.